Good afternoon. I'm Nathan Cones here with your look at KCIM's midday news for this Tuesday, June 9th, 2026. No injuries were reported following a train derailment yesterday afternoon in Sac County. According to the Sac County Sheriff's Office, authorities were notified of the derailment near the intersection of Ira Avenue and 350th Street, about 3.5 miles southeast of Odebolt, at approximately 4:38 p.m. The initial reports of the Sac County Communications Center indicated about 5 cars had derailed from the tracks. Deputies from the Sac County Sheriff's Office and Odebolt Fire Department responded to that scene and remained there Monday evening to monitor conditions and secure the area. Fire officials confirmed about an hour after the derailment that no leaks from the derailed cars had been detected. Fortunately, no injuries were reported either. Authorities closed Ira Avenue between 340th and 350th Streets on Monday evening as the train cars were removed from the roadway, which reopened about 3 a.m. early this morning. This is the second train derailment in the listening area in as many years. In July of 2024, more than 30 cars from a Union Pacific locomotive derailed just east of Glidden. Iowans are bracing for the first bout of summer heat this week, and fortunately, recent data from the U.S. Census Bureau shows air conditioning is nearly ubiquitous for residents in the listening area. According to the National Weather Service, the southwestern half of Iowa is under a heat advisory, and heat indices could reach 105 degrees Fahrenheit through Wednesday evening. The U.S. Census Bureau's Local Air Conditioning Estimates, or LACE, report shows that approximately 9 out of 10 U.S. homes have AC, but that estimate is even higher for the immediate region. Their data show that 99% of homes in Carroll County are equipped with air conditioning, either through in-home systems or window units. That figure falls slightly for Calhoun and Greene counties to 98.8%, followed by Crawford County at 98.7%. Sac and Guthrie counties are next, with an estimated 98.6% of homes equipped with AC. Ottawa County has the lowest percentage for the area at 97.7%. The counties with the fewest homes featuring summer cooling equipment in Iowa are Howard, Mitchell, and Worth counties at 94.1%, 95%, and 95.2%, respectively. The counties with the most AC are Dallas County with 99.6%, Warren with 99.5%, and Sioux with 99.3%. Statewide, only about 1.1% of homes lack air conditioning, at least in Iowa. The next several days of heat do pose a risk of heat stroke or illness, so do remember to drink plenty of water, take breaks from the heat indoors or in the shade, and remove pets or young children from unattended vehicles. The Carroll County Board of Supervisors met this morning to discuss increasing water rates for customers in Mount Carmel. The village's joint wastewater system was first installed around 13 years ago, and that infrastructure is beginning to need more frequent maintenance, particularly its grinder pumps. The average lifespan of a grinder pump in one of those systems is 7 to 15 years, putting that current pump in the system near the end of the range. Residents of Mount Carmel currently pay $45 per month to maintain that infrastructure. As maintenance costs increase, this figure has created a deficit. Initially, the supervisors suggested raising the fee to $64 per month to reflect the needed maintenance in the system, but that level would have functionally been a break-even for Mount Carmel. District 2 Supervisor Mike Anderson suggested that they go to $70 per month, and that'll generate a small surplus for future repairs and also match Maple River residents' current fee structure, and they have a similar system to Mount Carmel's. The board voted 4-1 this morning to approve the change, with District 5 Supervisor Mark McCray being the sole nay vote. The board is tentatively scheduled to formally adopt the change via resolution at an upcoming meeting. Custody of a baby boy born on May 25th has been turned over to state officials under the state's Safe Haven law. That law was passed in 2002, a year after the body of a newborn baby was found abandoned in a snowbank in the small Iowa town of Chelsea. The law gives parents who believe they cannot care for an infant the option of leaving their baby with a first responder at a hospital or at a fire station, or they can call 911 to relinquish custody. State officials say in the past 22 years, 81 infants have been turned over for initial placement in foster care until an adoption can be arranged. That's about 4 babies per year on average. Iowa's Safe Haven law originally gave parents in crisis up to 30 days after a baby's birth to give up custody of the child, but that window was expanded to 90 days in 2022. And we do need to step away, but only for a moment. Stick around. It's got more news. It's right after this on KCIM.
Looking for expert infusion care close to home? At Stewart Memorial, your comfort comes first. Relax in your own private room with offered amenities and know that our specialty trained staff is here for you. From chemotherapy and specialty infusions for your chronic conditions, to hydration and IV antibiotics, we provide a full range of infusion and injection treatments in a calming, compassionate setting. Relax, heal, and feel confident with care that's always close. Learn more today at stewartmemorial.org.
Saving money on everything for your next project at Menards. Know you're getting the job done right with a level from Johnson Level. They offer a variety of levels, laser levels, and layout tools for incredible accuracy. Get a 48-inch I-beam level on sale now through June 14th. Save big on Johnson Level products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Baseball is more than a sport. It's about the people you're with and the memories you make. And every summer, that tradition continues with the Iowa Cubs. Bring your family, bring your friends, and settle in for a night of baseball in downtown Des Moines. From the first pitch to the last out, there's something special about being together. Come watch future stars chase their dreams and be part of a tradition that never gets old. Explore ticket options at iowacubs.com.
Welcome back to KCIM's Midday News. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. Lawn watering in central Iowa has been banned except for newly installed sod or seed placed during the current growing season. Central Iowa Water Works says the ban is needed to preserve the region's drinking water supply as nitrate levels in its source waters remain high. Tammy Madsen, Executive Director of the Regional Water Authority, says lawn watering consumes about 40% of the system's drinking water supply during the summer.
It's a very large portion, which is why asking for a reduction in lawn watering is the biggest single use that we can ask for a reduction of that can make the biggest impact the most quickly to make sure that we can continue to produce safe drinking water for our communities.
Madsen says the drinking water continues to meet all state and federal standards. The lawn watering ban goes into effect immediately. Amy Kaler is CEO of Des Moines Water Works, the largest contract operator for Central Iowa Water Works. Kaler says customers' demand on Saturday hit 91% of capacity of their treatment plants.
So as water utilities, we can't control the nitrate levels in our sources. The nitrate levels are even higher upstream. But the one thing that we can manage right now in the moment is demand.
Kaler says the Fluor Drive nitrate removal facility has run for nearly 150 days this year. The record is 177 days in 2015. Central Iowa Water Works serves roughly 600,000 customers, or about one in every five Iowans. And organizers of the World Aerobatic Championships are announcing plans to relocate the organization's 2026 event to Northern Iowa later this summer. David Sims, manager of the Mason City Municipal Airport, says the event is the premier international competition for precision aerobatic flights.
This is an international championship, many compare it to the Olympics, for some of the best aerobatic pilots from around the world. This is only the fifth time the United States has hosted the world championship. Now, this championship, we're expecting to draw about 100 to 150 pilots, judges, team personnel, volunteers, family members, and enthusiasts from all around the globe.
Sims says the week-long competition should be a financial boost to the area.
Organizers anticipate the event generates significant economic activity for our area with hotel stays, restaurant visits, local transportation, and tourism. These individuals will be here for about 2 weeks as they practice for the event and then compete during the week of the August 24th.
Sims says the airport will also be hosting for the second straight year the Midwest Attitude Adjustment International Aerobatic Club Regional Qualifier. That's August 14th through August 16th. Sims says a North Central Iowan that is part of the U.S. team helped bring the regional and national competitions here.
A lot of the credit I have to give to Aaron McCartan from Algona, Iowa. He is a member of the U.S. team competing in this championship, and has helped get the regional competition to Mason City. And because of how well we handled the regional competition, have really helped us get our foot in the door, make a good proposal to the world team, and have that competition brought to Mason City.
The world competition runs August 24th through September 2nd. Organizers earlier this spring voted to move the competition from New York here to Iowa in Mason City. That is going to be wrapping up your KCIM Midday News for this Tuesday, June 9th, 2026. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.